Welcome to 5 Minute Mondays, where every single Monday, give or take 5 minutes, I bring you someone, something, or some ideas about some way that hopefully will make your life a little bit better. This is episode number 905 of the Innerfight Podcast. This week in 5 Minute Mondays, I bring you body language. Ha! Not sure why I said it with such a strange and quite childish tone of voice. Anyway, what's it all about? Where does this actually start? What impact can it have on us? Why do I think it's worth dedicating 5 minutes of the Inner Fight Podcast and 5 minutes of your time on this Monday to talking about body language? A short backstory here. When I first started working at Adidas, I realized that Adidas had a library. I had never spent time in libraries unless it was doing something that you weren't supposed to do in a library. However, I was one of the most junior guys in Adidas, and I wanted to be seen to be super keen, to be willing to learn. And therefore, when I found out they had a library and the library was in the HR manager's office, I thought, this is a great connection. So I went in one day and had a look at all these books, and this one book jumped out at me. And it was called The Definitive Book of Body Language. I actually think I still have it on the bookshelf over there. Sorry, Adidas, but thank you. I did work hard for you, so hopefully I can justify it. But stealing is not good. And I pulled it off the shelf, and I started to read it. I also started to do a little bit of a deep dive, which in that time was harder to do because information and ChatGPT didn't exist. We were in 2004, 2005, on the impact of body language. There's some stats out there, and we spoke about it on a show the other week, that with Harry, the impact is not always in the words. That's maybe about 10 to 15%. The impact, the connection, opening people up, having a good conversation, trying to get someone to do something that you want or be able to help someone to help themselves is somewhere 70 to 90% about body language. Now, if you're watching this on the YouTube version, which if you are, I appreciate it, but you're probably just driving your car, we're missing out on a lot of that kind of communication. Am I open? Am I closed? What impact am I making with my body language? There's actually a really interesting one that Holly reminds me about a lot. She says, we need to hug, I think it's seven, she'll kill me if she's listening, 7 or 8 times a day. I was like, why? She goes, research has confirmed that that will make us closer and better human beings. That's body connection. Someone also said that if you hug for more than 20 seconds, did we speak about that on the show? I don't really remember. You can do a lot with body language. And when you think about it, if you've been in a meeting or if you've been coached or if you've walked into a room, I encourage you to have a look around. See what people are doing with their arms. See what people are doing with their shoulders. We get quite a unique outlook on things or opportunity to join people on their journeys. And often when they first come to the gym, their body language can be super closed. They can almost with their bodies show us that they're perhaps a little bit anxious. They could be lacking a little bit in self-confidence. And generally what we see is we see head down, we see eyes towards the floor because they're a little bit nervous to make eye contact with people. Shoulders are rolled in. Arms are normally crossed. It's very, very closed. And then over time, as that person A, becomes more comfortable within the environment and B, probably gets a lot more comfortable within themselves, and their body starts to change, the body language also changes. The chin comes up, the eyes come up, the shoulders go back, and the chest gets puffed out, and they'll actually walk into a room. And with that change in the body language, there will also be a change in the way that they address people. They'll start to talk to people. There's a lot in body language, and it's very cool to see it as people, as I said, over time pass through the gym. And that could take 2 years, it could take 6 months. For some people, I've seen it take 4 or 5 years for their body language to really change. I'm not asking you to go to your company library and steal a book. I don't think anyone should do that. That's terrible behavior. But what I'm suggesting here is, what are we doing to use our body language to help ourselves and also to help those around us. How are we using it in public settings? How are we using it in more private settings, maybe in meetings? We spoke in last week's show about conversations when we're sitting down with people. How are we using body language to positively impact the situation or to send a signal? Sometimes you don't need to say anything. You can do it all with your body. It's a superpower, really, if you think about it. And then you can go into all the small details. I'm scratching my nose. What does it mean if I'm sat like this? You don't see this on the audio version, but you see it on the video. I've got my hand on my face. What does that mean? It's a whole world. It's super interesting. And in our business, in performance business and in high performance business, there's a lot of ways that we can impact performance just through addressing body language. Have a think about it. Have a play with it. Have a fantastic week. Thanks a lot for listening.